1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station. A lot of festivities going on along the lakeshore today and tomorrow. Hope's Homecoming. We have the open house for the new Max Transit Operations building on Holland's north side. But coming up tonight, it's a parade. The usual route, westbound on 8th Street down toward the Holland Civic Center. But it's an annual parade with a very good message involved with it. Todd Sackis from the Holland Department of Public Safety's Fire Division joins us now. And it's the 31st, I believe, renewal of the Holland Fire Parade and Holland Fire Safety Awareness Day and Night. And doing it under the lights tonight. It's going to be a fun time, it looks like.
Yes, it is. It's going to be a great night. Hopefully the weather goes in our favor. Lots of activities for the kids and all members of the family. Several fire trucks from around the area. Usually 40 to 50 trucks participate. This year the event's going to end at the Civic Center. We're going to have the open house there where people can come and ask questions from the various fire departments, look at apparatus. Park Township Fire Department will be doing an extrication demonstration, cutting up a car with the jaws of life. There's going to be a food vendor there selling hot dogs. We just really use this time to express our message of fire safety to the community and, you know, try and educate the kids and all those in the home with the winter months coming. This is a time that you need to take precaution and make sure you're testing your smoke detectors, changing the batteries. You know, you fire up your furnace, you want to make sure your filters are clean. So this is just our time to spread the message of fire safety, and we look forward to a great turnout.
Now, the thing, let's get a time frame, because I wasn't totally certain. Somebody asked me when the parade starts. So what's the time frame for the activities tonight?
The parade starts at 7 o'clock. The event at the Civic Center kicks off roughly at 7:30 and will go until 9:30.
So it'll be a lot of activities, again, 7 o'clock. And it's going to be, as I mentioned, a traditional parade. I know we've had a couple of parades that go east on 8th Street and, you know, going back basically backwards, but this one goes more in the traditional route, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Down 8th Street, like we referenced, it is going to end at the Civic Center this year. Downtown merchants want to thank for your participation and your willingness to work with us. This is the first ever Friday night parade, so we want to definitely encourage them and appreciate their support. But we hope to have a good turnout and, again, you know, bring the family down. And there's going to be a smoke trailer that they can actually go through and practice an escape route. But, you know, come down and support your local firefighters.
And the important thing, and you mentioned it, Todd, is not only supporting the firefighters, but also fire safety, learning what to do in certain situations and how to keep your home or business safe, because every once in a while I talk about fires and house fires, and we don't want to do that all the time.
You bet, you bet. Good time, as I mentioned, to practice. Go home with your family, your kids, sit down, practice a fire escape out of the home. Have two exits out of the home at all times. Hit the smoke detector, make sure it works. Have the kids pop up. Pick a neutral location outside the house, like the mailbox, where everybody's going to meet, you know, to get out of the residence. Once you're out, you stay out. You don't go back in.
And, yeah, there'll be just a lot of good tips on the way. Todd, I'm bumping up on a break that does not move, as Jim Bohannon would say, but I appreciate you checking in. Todd Sackis from the Holland Department of Public Safety's Fire Division, and we wish you and everybody the best and the parade and the festivities at the Holland Civic Center beginning at 7 o'clock tonight. Thank you, Todd, for checking
Thank
in
you.
Tonight.
Appreciate it.
All right, Todd Sackis from the Holland Department of Public Safety.